What's up, everybody? Welcome to the nail shop. This is Kasara, and I'm coming at you with a Zeus Network review. What is this one? Not the reunion. No. Sadly, unfortunately, Zeus is holding out like a mother sucker to give us that one. But the Bad Boys Club. And we liking the Bad Boys Club so far. I mean, there's been a lot of fuckery going on as far as things not getting accomplished business-wise with them. For instance, I was telling you guys about the baby at the bowling alley fighting. After that, now I want to say the very next day, but it would have been the next week for us. They went to the studio to go make a song that's actually the intro to the show. And I like it. I wonder if I can get it. Hold up. Let me see if I can find it and play it for y'all, because it's I like it. I don't want to give y'all my ruined version of it, 'cause I'm like, that shit ain't good. But it's catchy. But anyways, as I'm loading up my computer so I can go and actually find the song, I was just tripping because the switch up amongst these guys in the house. And I'm so confused because I don't know, because the tension is from somebody who, from people who aren't intimate or paying each other's bills is fucking crazy. Kirk Franklin's son, Kerryon Franklin, he was trying to step in at one point at the studio when the producer, the main producer who was there the whole time, left. Like, dead smack in the middle of the damn session. And it was all of the guys, I think it's about six of them at that time, because a couple of guys dropped out, that had they had a hook on the song. I want to say everybody but Dorelli. I want to say everybody but Dorelli, because he was not feeling doing no damn music. He was like, I do music all the time. I don't want to be on no track with y'all. Like, what the fuck? That's the guy who did the Where's the Money Reside? Where the Money Reside? Where the Money Reside? Where the Money Reside? If you don't know it, Google it. Where the Money Reside? Money Reside. Is that a battery? It is. I need that. Look, I need that so I can look up the song for y'all. I need that. Put this battery back in. I don't know what happened to the case, the little protective thing, so the batteries won't come out. Right, let me see. Bad Boys Club song. On, y'all. I can't type and talk to y'all at the same time. That's okay. Here. Is this gonna be the whole? Well, they just play the fucking introduction, anywhoozy. So I'm gonna just play the introduction for y'all. So I'm turning it up so you can hear, because I always keep my mic on mute. Right, this is the song. And And it just keeps going and the beat changes and so on and so forth. Because I don't know how the copyright goes with that. So I only played a couple seconds. I only played a couple seconds. I don't need my damn podcast being muted. So it's catchy, like I said. It's a nice hook and everything. The intro song is like under a minute. And it's basically like to get, like, to show you everybody who's in the crew, the Bad Boys crew. So you got Gutta Tank. That's the one that is really feminine, as far as feminine, like that. And I can say that because he literally calls his private parts a pussy. Like, he literally says that. Like, he literally refers to him. Yeah, so I can say that. There's a guy named Milan. He's the one who thought of the idea to orchestrate the song with all of them, the little rap song. And some of their verses I do like is catchy. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just in the chorus that's catchy or hook. I don't know if it's the chorus hook. I don't know what they call it. I'm not a musician, so don't murder me. But everybody, like, there was for the some there, I'm not saying everybody's part was, you know, bomb, but it was some parts that was catchy, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, hey, I like this, like, that's cool. So Milan, he's the one who orchestrated everything. He's from Chicago, and he lets you know he's from Southside. Anybody from Chicago, I don't know what the hell it is about Chicago, folks, but gee, willikers, you gonna know if somebody from fucking Chicago, because they gonna tell you. Then there's Anthony. Anthony and Milan, they seem to have known each other somehow, some way off the show. Like, this wasn't their first time. This wasn't their first time meeting paths or doing business together, just based off of, like, even though technically this is like the third, fourth, what week is this? Fourth, fifth week, that they have shown is really only like the fourth, fifth fucking day. So it's not even a whole week, okay? So from gathering after, because remember the first 2 days was nothing but fucking fighting. Then they finally went somewhere and then it was the baby fighting. So everything has just been fighting. So I'm actually understanding who's who with what and so on and so forth, right? So Anthony, he's of the Latin descent. He's cute. But he's very much he's gay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He's cute. Like, I wish he was my friend. Because I love, like, I don't know about that. That's a lie, because he fucking switches up so fast. But, like, on some shallow shit, I wish he was my fucking friend. He a cutie pie. He cute. And I love gay guys. I fucking love them. Gay, bi, I don't care. Like, if you're, like, feminine, even when I was a kid, I've loved a guy who's in tech feminine side. Like, or just who they fucking are, who they're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyways. You have Anthony. I already told you about Durelli, where the money resides. I told you to Google him. So Durelli, he really wasn't down with the whole the music thing, like I said, because he already did his music. That's low key how he got viral. Not low key, but fucking high key. That's how he got viral. You have Curtis. Curtis is from like New York or some shit. I really want to say that. I don't want to put no, but he's not from LA. He's not from Chicago, because he ain't said that, but I really want, because he hangs out, Curtis hangs out with fucking the guy who I told you he wears those shirts, Talk Money, nothing else. And he's from this the state of New York. So And I'm not, it seems like they've done stuff together again. They're building up this relationship. It's really based off of who gonna show the most drama. So that's how you get all of the behind scenes and as everything is playing out. But anywho, so Carry On and Milan end up getting into a fucking fight at the studio. And this was after the song had been done. Because Carry On was like, okay, well, I know that the original producer was left, but I was like, I know I've never used Pro Tools per se before, but I've produced other songs, Grammy songs. Like, let me just look up how to fucking work Pro Tools real quick so I can save this bitch. Because that's all that needed to happen. They needed to save it, right? So Milan starts this big ass fucking fight that he doesn't even recognize that he fucking started. And I can't stand when somebody can't admit that they was fucking wrong and they started some shit, because he was talking all this peace and love and harmony and shit. But he was the first one to get, because Carry On was like, yeah, he was like being positive and like on some fucking like cheerleading and shit, like, yep, let's do this. Yeah, we the bad boys, blah, 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 like encouraging people. And Milan was not giving Carry On the same fucking energy. Like, he just fucking wasn't. And that was mainly the fucking the main thing that they wound up having to, go back and forth between was Carry On and Milan going back and forth over dumbass shit because the fucking producer left. So bam, they go to next week, which is this week. And but within that same night of the same, okay, so the during the day they did the song, and during that night they had to go and do a fashion show. But the nighttime part of that we didn't get into this week. So like I said, like they for every one day, there's two episodes that they make out of that one day. Sometimes fucking more, just depending on how much fighting is done. So bam, we go to this week, and they're fucking going to a fundraiser that happens to be a fashion show, and this is Milan's people. I got to make that clear. This is Milan's people. Okay. So when it starts off the beginning of this, you know how they gotta give you a cliffhanger. So this week, when it starts off, they're Carry On is like, you know what, we need to go do this fashion show. Like literally from the studio to the fashion show. But like I said, they was fighting the whole fucking time, right? Just these two niggas. Everybody else is like, damn, we tired of fighting. Ooh, we tired of fighting. Like, why the fuck we gotta keep on fighting? What the hell is the point? I'm doing all of this fighting. We trying to get to this money, I thought. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Milan was on some, nah, peace and love and harmony, and we're not gonna do this no more. We need to get the bread, and we need to represent the Bad Boys Club a certain type of way. Then switch the fuck up, so everybody a little confused. So Carry On and Milan is outside, face to fucking face, right? Milan ain't trying to fight. They just going back and forth, talking shit, talking shit, talking shit. Carry On, like, you know what, dude? Are we like, we need to, everybody is like, okay, are we going to this fashion show or not? So, because there was so much tension, Carry On was like, you know what? I'm going to ride it in Tahoe with production because the vibes ain't right, and I don't want to fight with. He didn't necessarily say it, but it was implied that he didn't want to fucking fight with Milan, right? So it's Milan, Dylan, Gutta, Darion, not Darion, Darrell, Anthony, and Milan in the car. Carry On is, he's all by himself with production. They in their own separate car. They doing their own fucking thing. We don't even fucking see any filming of Carry On, okay? Very important. So they're only filming, we're only seeing what's going on in the Bad Boys Club. And then they're doing, I mean, in the car, in the van with the guys I just said, with the majority of the guys. They do the cutaway scene, and Milan is justifying his actions before we're seeing him, because he's like, oh, I was like, as when I got in the car, I was just getting madder and madder and madder. So they're saying how it takes 45 minutes to get from the studio to this fucking fashion show where they're supposed to be fucking raising money for young boys so they can be able to play football. This is important. So Mulan is trying to get out the car when they finally fucking get there, get out the van. One of the production guys, or I'm not sure exactly who he was. I'm pretty sure he had to be from production because no one rolls up on that van unless they're a part of production. So he was like, you guys, he's telling them the whole get down of where they're going as far as the red carpet. This is the red carpet event. And they're going to be introduced with Zeus, but not to come out the van until they say so, right? Can't nobody get out until he fucking say so. So bam. So Mulan was about to fucking hurry up and get out the car, but I mean out the van, but he didn't. So because oh boy stopped him. So then when he tell, and Mulan is in the back, like it's he's in the third fucking row. It's one of them big ass vans. So he gets out on from the third fucking row when they finally do let him out. And when I fucking tell you, he did the most bitch made ass shit and ran up on Carry On again. We don't even fucking, they're not filming Carry On. Carry On is taking a picture with production. They're taking a selfie. Well, he taking a selfie with production. So he has a his camera up taking a picture. Fucking out of nowhere, Milan just came and doop 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 his ass. Like Carry On ain't even see shit, right? So everybody's watching this and they're like, what the fuck is you really doing this in front of the venue that asked us to model? And what makes it fucking worse, the guy who's doing the fundraiser is fucking friends with Milan. And I forgot who ran up. So he know who function it is. It's not just a Zeus Network thing. It's your fucking friend. And it's some charity shit. Like, really? 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 I ain't saying nothing right there. I was just mumbling like I did just to show I was upset. Like, really? Fuck. And then he storms off like a fucking bitch after he started the fight, right? That shit pissed me the fuck off. Like, I'm like, that ain't no Chicago shit that I've ever heard of. But I, what the fuck ever? Not no Southside shit, but I guess. So he finally calms down after he gets his little 10 seconds of fucking the cameraman fucking following his ass down a hill and niggas ruining Louis Vuittons. He get his little shit together, right? So bam, they go, and now they're about to go in the house, this mansion. I'm not gonna call it a house because it was a mansion, baby. It was a mansion. This mansion, and so they can start getting prepped to get dressed. Moolah Mo. This other guy from New York that I told you, talk money, nothing else. That one, that guy. He can't never fucking go nowhere and just be happy. That man is, he's the fucking Grinch. Like, no matter what fucking event they go to. Fucking nags, man. He nags. He nags. Oh God, he nags. It's like I've never heard a fucking man complain so fucking much in such a short amount of time, and it's fucking irksome. Excuse me, all those big old F bombs. F bomb, F bomb, F bomb. But that's how the fuck I talk. Damn it, y'all should know this already. Oh, child. So he mad because he can't get a fresh haircut. Ain't no barber there. He saying it's ghetto because the lights went off. But the power went out because one of the circuit breakers, like, went out. And I understand that, like, it was a lot of fucking lights going on everywhere. Like, they messed it up. The lights came back fucking on. Like, they act like the power company cut their shit off. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. And only thing I thought was, oochula. And I said, I'm ready for my event. Oochula, let me take these people's pains and learn. Like, let me humble myself a little bit. Let me humble myself. So everybody goes, they get dressed. And I thought that was cute. I thought the outfits was cute. I really did. Like, some of them was walking too fast. Which one? I know Anthony, he fucking tore up the spotlight. He took his time. He was like, yes, bitches, look at me. No, he was walking a little bit fast. Anthony was walking just a little bit fast. He was. Just a little bit. And he was like a little bit stiff. Like, I felt like his cuteness, he could have shown more cuteness. He didn't start showing cuteness until the end. Because he walked. Gutta ass with her fabulous self. Fucking with the diva that she always performs to fucking be. Like, gotta always out here fucking da 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 and on bitches, okay? Da 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 da. That's her saying. Too cute. But she's like, she's humble to me. She's a young cat. She's a cutie. I love her. That could be my friend too. She's way more ratchet than everybody else, and she's way more book. So I don't know if we can hang out that much because I don't be liking, I don't like fighters, everybody. But she's not a fighter. She's like, I want to have girls. Just want to have fun. Ooh, girls. Just want to have. Hey, they just want to have fun. And that's how Gutta is. So they did their little walk. They did their little zoo shout. And then they get back to the house. It's the next day, because mind you, it was, they did morning, so it's like the next, that was the nighttime, so that's like the very, very, very next morning. And they're talking about everything that happened the night before, and everyone, Anthony included, Anthony and Rally, was talking about how they didn't appreciate Moolah fighting at that event like that. So, Rally decides that he wanted to do a house meeting and not confront, but let him know, like, he didn't appreciate it, call him out on his bullshit, like, we supposed to be on some kumbaya, and you over here on some rah-rah-rah, like, that's not what the fuck this was supposed to be. Call him out on his shit, right? So, when I tell you Anthony and Rally was talking all this big shit about how unprofessional this man was, Moolah. And then when it actually came down to it, how they switched up and fucking got down, Carry On Franklin. I was like, what in the fucking two-face? Like, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to chop it up to the fact that they've been drinking from last night to this morning. Because they woke up fucking drinking, okay? Like, you seen all the alcohol. And I was just like, okay, all right, see. So now Carry On is on the hella defense. And they started calling him like crazy and something wrong with your mental. And that shit, that hurt. Because I'm like, so did we not watch what the fuck we watched? Like, okay, that's what y'all gonna do to that man. Really? Okay, that's what it is. Y'all some, I didn't like it. I didn't care for it. That shit pissed me off. Highly. It fucking did. But I don't like that whole switch up shit. Like, I don't like the two-face. And they did the two-face. So I was like, skirt. I'm like, skirt. So, of course, Carry On, he had to get up. He had to fight. Carry On, low-key got his ass beat. Like, he ran up. Oh, I don't know. He let him punch him one too many times and then he fell. So I consider that Milan winning. So there goes that. I didn't want it to be so. Nobody thinks. Okay, so now that was the end of it. They fucking, of course, cliffhanger. So we gonna see this next Sunday. They gave us like the little preview, little skits of what's gonna supposed to happen, right? So they're gonna talk about the fight as soon as it after. It looks like they're gonna continue to fight because they cut off the fight, right? And then we're gonna finish the rest of the fight, and then ow. It looks like they're going to talk about the fight. And someone says that Carry On lost. I was like, ooh, I got the hiccups. Ooh, I hate when I get the hiccups. Someone said that Carry On lost. And so they're going to go into that. And Carry On's like, I don't think I lost. And so they're going to go into that. And then they brought a new guy in. They're bringing in a new guy. They bringing in a new freaking guy. So I can't wait until next week because it looked like Mulan is about to be scared as shit because like in the preview, they show Mulan calling on one of the homies like, you don't have to pull up just because we have to fight this big ass nigga. And I was like, damn, like. He ain't even came and got a room yet, and you fucking calling like, what happened to the kumbaya? That shit switched up so fast. I'm just like, all right. So, but I'm waiting to see this guy. I think his name may be Jonathan. I think it may be, or the guy who's coming in knows Jonathan. What? No, there is no fucking Jonathan. There's an Anthony. There's no Jonathan in it. So his name must be Jonathan. Duh. I'm sorry. I just put that shit together. I'm like, wait a minute. There's no Jonathan in the cast. There's an Anthony. There's an Anthony, a Dorelli, a Moolah, Gutta. Ain't no Jonathan. So yeah, his name has to be fucking Jonathan. So bam. So that's gonna be interesting because Moolah thinks that he's gonna have to fucking give up his room. Oh, how the cookie crumbles, right? So I look forward to next week. And hopefully we'll be getting some damn Jocelyn's Cabaret, right? Like Zeus about to have me bang on the ass. Like, what's going on? I know all your shows is getting ready to come to a close, but because if they don't have anything fucking current, ain't nobody gonna be keeping subscribed to, ain't gonna subscribe. I keep a subscription to a place that isn't giving them no new content. Like, I've seen this shit already. Okay, I see you, Zeus. I think I already said that before, but I see you, Zeus. I see you. I promise you, I do. So, again, looking forward to next week. There was not a podcast last week. Let me go ahead and acknowledge that. I took a self-care week. I did the whole fucking week. And what y'all gonna do about it? Nothing, because it already happened. Nah, but it was needed. I got to spend time with the fam bam. And of course, anytime you hang out with the family, it's always some type of fucking drama. Like, it wouldn't be hanging out with the family at some point, if, especially if you kicking it consistently, that it ain't gonna be some type of drama. And it was a little bit drama, but we still come together as a family, and that shit was awesome. So I took a family retreat. It wasn't even like a retreat because we didn't go nowhere. So I want to say like an entry. It was nice. It was nice. Got to hang out with my baby sister. You know I love my sissy. I love my little sissy. I love that girl. So I just wanted to speak upon that absence. We are going to, wait a minute now, wait a minute, because I owe y'all. Let me see. I owe y'all some shout outs. Shout this out. I want to shout some stuff out for y'all. Give me a second. So the number one state, it's changed up since the last time I gave a shout out. Oh, or should I say we, because it was me and Jonathan the last time we gave a shout out. And it's coming through in California. 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 Indiana is second. And Florida is third. Woo for Indiana and Florida. Thank you for listening. So in California, which I think is really bomb because me and Jonathan don't listen to our own podcast. Let's just let us, we don't try to do shit with the numbers at all, period, point blank, right? And from California, a majority, 24% of our listeners come from Victorville. Are you? What's going on? I want to meet up with y'all. Yes, I want to meet up with y'all. I'm gonna drop a date and a location on an episode very soon. I'm not gonna tell you what episode that I'm gonna do. You just gonna have to freaking listen. And I wanna hang out with y'all. Have some lunch and some drinks or something, chit chat, all that good stuff. Then we have LA, Los Angeles, baby. They're coming in second. And Elk Grove. I have no idea where Elk Grove is, but shout out to Elk Grove. Again, because that's in California and it's local. First, we're gonna do Victorville. We're gonna do Victorville because I already said me and Jonathan have already talked about it. He doesn't have any faith that anybody's gonna meet up. I can't stand him. You ain't gonna pay for me? He was like, I didn't say that yesterday, but anyways. But I know if you're in Victorville and you're listening to this, as I see with the numbers, I'm giving this shout out, and I know I don't listen. I'm gonna tell you guys a day, a location, so we can go kiki. Okay. First round may be on me. You know what? Damn it, first round is on me. First round. Anything after that, that's on yourself. But that first round, first round on me. So I'll drop a location, and a date and a time. And I like to eat good. I like to eat good, so it's gonna be somewhere nice. Yeah, it's not gonna be Applebee's. You know, we don't have a lot of places out here. So I mean, we do, but we don't. But we do, but we don't. We do, but we don't. There's two places that I'm thinking of. One of them is sushi. It's the one sushi place I've been telling you guys that we go to a lot. So sushi lovers out there, I know y'all like, oh yes, baby. But like I said, I'm going to tell you when, how. It's going to be soon. So I'm not going to tell you how soon. You just have to listen. Gotta listen. Gotta listen. I also want to give out the fact that we are approaching 3,000 plays, all-time plays. I don't know, 3,000 people. So the fact that we have the nail shop have over almost, we're looking at almost 3,000 plays. Yeah, the biz night is like, so I had to give y'all love. So I'm looking forward to dropping when that is going to be because I want to meet you guys. Oh my God, I have a couple of shirts. I got stuff. I'm excited. Victorville out here showing off for your girl, but you got to be grown. And I'm going to ask for ID because I don't want no fucking R. Kelly situation. It's not funny. I'm not playing. It's not a joke. I'm gonna need to see your ID. You did the drinks on me, right? Because if not, we can get you a Shirley Temple with some extra cherry. No, not if we go to the sushi place. They're not gonna have that. But we would get you a nice soda pop, baby. Yes. I don't know if Jonathan would be there because he I don't know. But you know, he might be a little salty if you find out that I went and didn't tell him. So I don't know. We gonna see. Every little we gonna see. So, as I always say, before I have to let you go, until the next time, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yeah.